Well, I guess it'd be about time to get this warmed up and going. Now, how be this get to working again?
Press the button.
Which button?
Not that one.
Not this one. That one.
No. Your other left.
This other one? Which one are you talking about?
I meant the right. No, that big red one.
The other red button.
Not the big, happy, shiny one.
You mean the one I just pushed?
Yeah, for crying out loud. You don't know what you're doing.
I know perfectly well what I'm doing.
Snap that button off. For crying out loud. You just sit here on your patootie. You play with your buttons. I go make coffee.
You do that, but don't slam the door. Well, the old Captain B back here in this... I was going to say the saddle, but he really should be at the helm. I'm just a wee bit tired of all the things, the preparations of what that for which be common, and many things in between. Ain't complaining, thankful for it all, and that's what we be talking of. Thanksgiving-y special. That'd be right. It'd be our Thanksgiving special this here week. And so, what better way to start it off with a little Charlie Brown Thanksgiving food music? Aye, you can hear them making the popcorn and slabbing out the toast. That doesn't sound too awful bad to me. Throw in some pretzels and some folding chairs, and you got yourself a grand old Thanksgiving. But some people want to make it more complicated. But sometimes, when you're with family, there's nothing better. And sometimes, when you're with family, there ain't nothing worse. That's where we're going to start off, and we'll roll right into some Bucky Habanero with cold turkey. Right here on the Captain's Quarters, we be having ourselves a grand and glorious time. And I be wanting to say, don't be forgetting you can call and request at any time. Just dial 323-HEAVE-O. That be 1-323-432-8346. Just remember, 323-HEAVE-O. 323-432-8346. Plus, there will also be the Book of Face. That's right. The Book of Face, or you have the group and a page. You want to interact better with us? Then you just go to the group. Easy to get in. Just knock on a door, and so long as you're not scurvy dogs, you'll get right in. And if you don't be a knocking on the door proper-like, well, we just... we'll send you to where Davy Jones's keeps his footlocker. The one for the gym socks. Welcome back, me mateys. Welcome back. And I hope you're ready for a good Thanksgiving time. And so, get your anchors weighed. Get your sails... Get your sails all properly secured. Keep the rigging tight. And make sure you're ready to sit back and just enjoy a little bit of fun. And that's what we plan to have here. A little, a lot. And we'll be... Oh, and we're going to have things like the WKRP Turkey Drop and some Alice's Restaurant and whatever else Thanksgiving-y stuffs we can throw at ye. A pie, some custard, a yam or two. I am what I am. Welcome back, mateys, for a grand and glorious time here on the Captain's Quarters. Oh, the Book of Face, that'd be the Captain's Quarters Show. That's right, the Captain's Quarter Show podcast. They keep saying podcast. It's actually Pottercast. I don't know why they keep messing it up, but it's just the way it be. It's, life is complicated that way.
Thank you. we sat down for dinner Thanksgiving Day. We bowed our heads and began to pray. So thankful for the food that we were about to eat. But we wouldn't have been so thankful if we'd known that for the next 4 weeks we'd be eating cold turkey for breakfast and lunch and dinner each day. It's cold turkey, no matter how much we eat, it just won't go away. Well, Mama shopped around and found a 40-pound one. She cooked it night and day until it was done. Then she got her knife and she started to slice. And it tasted good at first, but now I've lost my appetite for that cold turkey. Cold turkey for breakfast and lunch and dinner each day. It's cold turkey, no matter how much we eat, it just won't go away. I hate cold turkey. Well, I miss meatloaf, hot dogs and enchiladas, pizza, spaghetti, that's what I want. I want a roast beef, a pork chop, a nice thick steak. I don't know how much more I can take of this cold turkey. Cold turkey for breakfast and lunch and dinner each day. It's cold turkey, no matter how much we eat, it just won't go away. I hate cold turkey. Well, we finally finished off all that awful meat. I said, now, Mama, can we have some real food to eat? She just looked at me kind of quizzically and said, son, the other half of that turkey is downstairs in the deep freeze. Looks like it's cold turkey. Cold turkey for breakfast and lunch and dinner each day. It's cold turkey, no matter how much we eat, it just won't go away. I hate cold turkey.
Even the dog won't eat it no more. Oh no, Mama's calling me for dinner. I gotta go. I'd be glad to quit this cold turkey. I could do it cold turkey.
All right, fellow babies, and now it's time to go to our live remote man on the scene at the Pinedale Shopping Mall for the big WKRP turkey giveaway. So, take it away, Les Nessman.
This is Les Nessman, your man on the scene here at the Pinedale Shopping Center, where the excitement is mounting. We're here to witness the big WKRP turkey Thanksgiving giveaway. And I think I hear something now. The crowd is moving out into the parking area. And, oh yes, I can see it now. It's a helicopter. And it's coming this way. It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner. And it says, Happy Thanksgiving. From W. Ladies and gentlemen, what a sight. The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet into the air. Second to the third. There's no parachutes yet.
just yet what they are, but... Oh, my God, they're turkeys! Oh, Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of my eyes! Johnny just went through the windshield of a parked car!
Running around pushing each other? Oh my goodness! Oh, the humanity! Oh, people are running about. The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement. Folks, I don't know how much longer the crowd is running for their lives. I think I'm going to step inside. I can't stay out here and watch this any longer. No, I can't go in there.
Children are searching for their mothers, and oh, not since the Hindenburg tragedy has there been anything like this. Longer I can hold my position here, Johnny. The crowd.
Les, are you there? Les isn't there. Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Les. Those of you who just tuned in, the Pinedale Shopping Mall has just been bombed with live turkey. Film at 11.
Les, are you okay?
I don't know. A man and his two children tried to kill me. After the turkeys hit the pavement, the crowd kind of scattered, but some of them tried to attack me. I had to jam myself into a phone booth. Then Mr. Carlson had the helicopter land in the middle of the parking lot. I guess he thought he could save the day by turning the rest of the turkeys loose. Gets pretty strange after that.
Strange.
Yeah, right.
No, Les, come on now, tell us the rest.
I really don't know how to describe it. It was like the turkeys mounted a counterattack. It was almost as if they were organized.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Derby, WKRP, Turkey Drop. Don't be a mindin' the old captain. He just be appreciating that which has been done. Now, one thing that always goes well with turkey, and there's lots of the leftovers if you do it right. There be one thing that goes well with it and makes them our old leftovers go oh so nicely. And if you happen to have live turkeys running around, well, it goes nice with that too. A little gray poupon. Ethan Bauer now with some gray poupon for this Thanksgiving-y special. Gray poupon. Good for all that ails ye.
You say this dinner is delicious. I insist it's a little bit bland. From steak to sausage to sandwiches, there's one thing that my tongue demands. I smear it on bagels and pretzels. I like it dabbed on caviar. This is why I have cabinets full of the greatest thing found in a jar. It goes on jelly beans and in yogurts. It goes on red crustaceans and squid. I put it on beefsteak and also on cheesecake. It goes on lasagna, now don't judge me, Tanya. Now listen up, Buster, nothing cuts the mustard like the contents found under that lid. There's a lot of things which it goes on. Grey Poupon. The haters might speak of expenses. They may think there are flavors that clash. If they looked from my mental lenses, they'd know their opinions are trash. The supermarket has more options, like ketchup and mayo, I guess. But I won't get those when I shop, since my palate won't settle for less. So Poupon on my fondue and red beans, and Poupon on my purple eggplants. It's on watermelon, don't make that face, Helen. On taffy, that's sticky, stop mocking me, Mickey. On raisins and chili, it ain't gonna kill me. And no one can tell me I can't put this thing on whatever I want. Grape Poupon on poutine and bruschetta and flan. Grape Poupon.
Well, Mama bought a couple of 18-pound butterballs. One's in the oven and the other one's frying in the yard. She's making sweet potato casserole with little marshmallows on the top. She's drinking sweet tea from a great big mason jar. Well, Daddy, he's sitting on the couch with his pants unbuttoned. He's cussing the cowboys with a cold beer in his hand. Keeps trying to get one of the kids to pull his finger. Somebody open a window and cut on the ceiling fan. Well, it's a redneck Thanksgiving at our house. And my granny's drinking gin and the kids are running wild. Well, my family's all here and we're all drinking Keystone beer. Kicking up a ruckus, you can hear us for a country mile. My little sister got another tattoo and a brand new boyfriend. New set of boobs and spiked purple hair. And she pays for all her groceries now with $1 bills. She got a brand new job wearing nothing but her underwear. Well, my brother, he's hit the big time. He's working at Walmart. A couple more months, he'll get another 10-cent raise. Well, Uncle Doug, he's still in the pen, but he'll be home for Christmas. But he'll be back in by Easter if he don't change his ways. Well, it's redneck Thanksgiving at our house. Well, granddad's hammered and the kids are running wild. 'Cause my family's all here. We're all drinking Shinerbach beer. Yeah, we're kicking up a ruckus. You can hear us for a country mile. And me, I'm just sitting on the front porch and I'm picking this old guitar. I'm dreaming about being a country star someday. Hell, I'd be out on tour right now if I could just start drinking a little less. I got my third DUI and they took my license away. Well, it's a redneck Thanksgiving at our house. We're all getting stoned and the kids are running wild. Well, my family's all here. We're all drinking Lone Star beers. Yeah, we're sucking them down like they're going out of style. Yeah, we're kicking up a ruckus. You can hear us for a country mile.
Ah, that there be. Give me one moment. I have to get closer to it. Viva de las... Viva de... Viva de Scalo. With Redneck Thanksgiving. Well, that here almost as hard to say as Prison Colon and Sinine Susel. But it took me a while to learn that one. I still got to learn this feller's name. But nice little Redneck Thanksgiving. Now, remember, it's about getting together with family. And family don't always mean blood. Well, I mean, as in, it's being related to, not as in a good fight or two. Ah, there's nothing wrong with a good fight around your Thanksgiving tea table. It makes our festivities just a taste that much better. And after Thanksgiving, you know what be happening. Aye. Then the Christmassy season begins upon us. And starting next week, we'll start mixing in some Christmassy stuff. And till we work up to our Christmas spectacular, it all goes well. And we don't have some of the confusion, confuzzlement, and system-wide crashes as we did last year. Not quite the same as what happened as with the, what were it? Oh, yes, just a couple of weeks ago with the wonderful problems with Adobe. But we're not talking about that right now. We're talking about Thanksgiving. So we're going to take that and have a hands-off approach. And we'll go with, you know what, just turn to MC Gobblers. You can't stuff this.
Can't stuff this. Can't stuff this. Can't stuff this. My, ladies think I'm so hot. Makes me think it's time to drop extra. Around the fog, cause the hayseed here can't do me no harm. Feels good when you know you're down. A super time thing can't sell by the pound. And I'm known as such. And this is what turkey you can't stuff. Can't stuff this. I told you, farm boy, you can't stuff this. Yeah, I'll keep on living, you know. You can't stuff this. Put down the roasting pan. Break it down. Stop. Turkey time. I'm fresh and I'm juicy. You like that? Come in here with a recipe. So move out of my face and get a big meal some other place. Thanksgiving. Hold on, I'm plumb but I'm thin and I know what's going on. Like that, like that. Baby, I'm a free-range Cadillac. So you know, for you I'm too much. And this is a turkey you can't stuff. Put down the seasoning. You can't stuff this. Get your hands off my giblets. You can't stuff this. Want a piece of me, sucker? You can't stuff this.
Can't stuff this. Do-do-do-do. I love the MC Gobbler's attitude on that. We'll be cutting the commercial, remember. The first one be vintage, then it goes into the sponsors. The one that helped pay for all the Grey Poupon and all the other wonderful things, like the medical bills necessary for the Thanksgiving season. So we remember to... how did that go? Remember to patronize the patrons so that they make the money and they pay for sponsors. Well, they... Make sure you go and spend some money with them. It's a good thing. And you'll be having fun, too. Now, let's cut the commercial and be back momentarily with more of our Thanksgiving special.
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
Look, sidekick, a shop just for heroes.
No, it's a comic book shop and it's for everyone.
Not possible. See, it's even right in the name, Heroes. So that means you'll need to stay out here whilst I go shopping.
It's Heroes, your mom threw out comic shop, and it's for everyone, including sidekicks.
Hey guys, the little guy is right. It's all about the love of comics, and not whether you can fly or not. But, by the way, I do love the cape.
Gee, thanks.
So Heroes Comic Shop is located at 130 West 14th Street in Elmira Heights, New York. We're open Wednesday through Saturday. You can check us out at momthrout.com.
Oh, look! They have Archie Comics!
Heroes Comics, for every kind of hero.
Aye, as we continue to fight with technology. It's been going on for weeks now. The technological advancements makes one wonder. I think next week, we'll be starting some Christmassy music. but I think we'll revisit, as we did last week during Comic-Con, that we will touch upon a bit more technology songs. For good or for bad, it's around us everywhere. Well, I thought it was fancy when I went to different styles of rope other than just hemp. And I went and got away from, they made these nylon-y things and things that it ain't hemp. And I tell you what, that was when we all knew it was going downhill. And from that point forward, technology has just gotten, well, it's not good, as we put it that way. But let's get back to being thankful for things. Nope, got nothing. But we have Haywood Banks. I can be thankful for Haywood Banks with Turkey Bird.
I am a turkey bird. I live a turkey life. I got me 13 turkey kids and little turkey wife. I eat a little corn, then wander around the pen. Have a drink of water, then it's corn again. Puffing my feathers out, pecking on the ground. Come on, check me out. I'm strutting all around. Dangly noodle hangy thing, growing off my face. Looking good, only thing to say is bloop. Bloop, bloop. My big brother Jake, he always was a smarty. He said when November ends, we're going to a party. Going to a party, I'll be the guest of honor, where they will present to me a red pop-up thermometer. I had a dream, all the good china. I like cranberries, light some candles. Pass me the rutabaga. Any more corn? Feeling kind of sleepy. You know I ate too much, yo, I'm stuffed. Bloop, bloop, bloop. I am a turkey bird, I live a turkey life. I got me 13 turkey kids and a little turkey wife.
This song is called Alice's Restaurant. It's about Alice and the restaurant. But Alice's Restaurant is not the name of the restaurant. That's just the name of the song. And that's why I called the song Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Now it all started two Thanksgivings ago. It was on 2 years ago on Thanksgiving when my friend and I went up to visit Alice at the restaurant. But Alice doesn't live in the restaurant. She lives in the church nearby the restaurant in the bell tower with her husband Ray and Facha the dog. And living in the bell tower like that, they got a lot of room downstairs where the pews used to be. And having all that room, seeing as how they took out all the pews, they decided that they didn't have to take out their garbage for a long time. We got up there, we found all the garbage in there, and we decided it'd be a friendly gesture for us to take the garbage down to the city dump. So we took the half a ton of garbage, put it in the back of a red VW microbus, took shovels and rakes and implements of destruction, and headed on toward the city dump. Well, we got there and there's a big sign and a chain across the dump saying closed on Thanksgiving. And we had never heard of a dump closed on Thanksgiving before. And with tears in our eyes, we drove off into the sunset looking for another place to put the garbage. We didn't find one till we came to a side road, and off the side of the side road was another 15-foot cliff, and at the bottom of the cliff was another pile of garbage. And we decided that one big pile's better than two little piles, and rather than bring that one up, we decided to throw ours down. That's what we did. Drove back to the church, had a Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat, went to sleep and didn't get up until the next morning when we got a phone call from Officer Obi. He said, "Kid, we found your name on an envelope at the bottom of a half a ton of garbage, and wanted to know if you had any information about it." And I said, "Yes, sir, Officer Obi, cannot tell a lie. I put that envelope under that garbage." After speaking to Obi for about 45 minutes on the telephone, we finally arrived at the truth of the matter and said that we had to go down and pick up the garbage, and also had to go down and speak to him at the police officer station. So we got in the red VW microbus with the shovels and rakes and implements of destruction, headed on toward the police officer station. Now, friends, there was only one or two things that Obi could have done at the police station, and the first was that he could have given us a medal for being so brave and honest on the telephone, which wasn't very likely, and we didn't expect it. Another thing was that he could have bawled us out and told us never to be seen driving garbage around vicinity again, which is what we expected. But when we got to the police officer station, there was a third possibility that we hadn't even counted upon, and we was both immediately arrested, handcuffed. And I said, "Obi, I don't think I can pick up the garbage with these handcuffs on." He said, "Shut up, kid. Get in the back of the patrol car." And that's what we did, and sat in the back of the patrol car and drove to the quote scene of the crime, unquote. I want to tell you about the town of Stockbridge, Massachusetts, where this happened. Here they got three stop signs, two police officers and one police car, but when we got to the scene of the crime, there was five police officers and three police cars, being the biggest crime of the last 50 years, and everybody wanted to get in the newspaper story about it. And they was using up all kinds of cop equipment that they had hanging around the police officer station. They was taking plaster, tire track, footprints, dog smelling prints, and they took 27 8x10 color glossy photographs with circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. Took pictures of the approach, the getaway, the northwest corner and southwest corner, and that's not to mention the aerial photography. After the ordeal, we went back to the jail. Obi said he was gonna put us in the cell. Said, "Kid, I'm gonna put you in the cell. I want your wallet and your belt." And I said, "Obi, I can understand you wanting my wallet so I don't have any money to spend in the cell, but what do you want my belt for?" And it said, "Kid, we don't want any hangings." Said, "Obi, did you think I was gonna hang myself for littering?" Obi said he was making sure, and friends, Obi was, cause he took out the toilet seat so I couldn't hit myself over the head and drown. And he took out the toilet paper so I couldn't bend the bars, roll the toilet paper out the window, slide down the roll and have an escape. Obi was making sure, and it was about 4 or 5 hours later that Alice, remember Alice? It's a song about Alice. Alice came by and with a few nasty words to Obi on the side, bailed us out of jail. We went back to the church, had another Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat, and didn't get up until the next morning when we all had to go to court. We walked in, sat down. Obi came in with the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back each one. Sat down. Man came in, said, "All rise." We all stood up, and Obi stood up with the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures, and the judge walked in, sat down with the C&I dog, and he sat down. We sat down. Obi looked at the C&I dog. And then the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and looked at the C&I dog. And then at the 27 8x10, colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and began to cry, cause Obie came to the realization that it was a typical case of American blind justice, and there wasn't nothing he could do about it. And the judge wasn't gonna look at the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. And we was fined $50 and had to pick up the garbage in the snow, but that's not what I came to tell you about. Came to talk about the draft. We got a building down New York City, it's called Whitehall Street, where you walk in and you get injected, inspected, detected, infected, neglected, and selected. I went down to get my physical examination one day, and I walked in, I sat down, got good and drunk the night before, so I looked and felt my best when I went in that morning. Cause I wanted to look like the all-American kid from New York City. Man, I wanted to feel like I wanted to be the all-American kid from New York. And I walked in, sat down, I was hung down, brung down, hung up, and all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly things. And I walked in, I sat down, they gave me a piece of paper, said, kid, see the psychiatrist, room 604. And I went up there, I said, shrink, I wanna kill. I wanna kill. I wanna see blood and gore and guts and veins in my teeth. Eat dead, burnt bodies. I mean, kill. Kill! 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 And I started jumping up and down, yelling, kill! Kill! And it started jumping up and down with me, and we was both jumping up and down, yelling, kill! Kill! And the sergeant came over, pinned the medal on me, set me down the hall, said, you're our boy. And you feel too good about it. Proceeded on down the hall, getting more injections, inspections, detections, neglections, and all kinds of stuff that they was doing to me at the thing there. And I was there for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. I was there for a long time, going through all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly things, and I was just having a tough time there. And they was inspecting, injecting every single part of me, and they was leaving no part untouched. Proceeded through, and I when finally came to see the very last man, I walked in, sat down after a whole big thing there, and I walked up and said, what do you want? He said, kid, we only got one question. Have you ever been arrested? And I proceeded to tell him the story of Alice's restaurant, Massacre, with full orchestration and five-part harmony and stuff like that, and then all the phenomena stopped me right there and said, kid, did you ever go to court? I proceeded to tell him the story of the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, that stopped me right there and said, kid, I want you to go over and sit down on that bench that says Group W. Now, kid! And I walked over to the bench there, and there's Group W is where they put you. If you may not be moral enough to join the army after committing your special crime, and there was all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly-looking people on the bench. There's mother rapers, father stabbers, father rapers. Father rapers sitting right there on the bench next to me, and one it was mean and nasty and ugly and horrible and crime fighting guys are sitting there on the bench. And the meanest, ugliest, nastiest one, the meanest father raper of them all, was coming over to me, and he was mean and ugly and nasty and horrible and all kinds of things. And he sat down next to me and said, kid, what'd you get? Said I didn't get nothing. I had to pay $50 and pick up the garbage. I said, what were you arrested for, kid? And I said, littering. And they all moved away from me on the bench there, the hairy eyeball and all kinds of mean, nasty things. till I said, and creating a nuisance. And they all came back, shook my hand, and we had a great time. On the bench talking about crime, mother stabbing, father raping, all kinds of groovy things that we was talking about on the bench. And everything was fine, we were smoking cigarettes and all kinds of things until the sergeant came over. Had some paper in his hand, held it up and said, kids, this piece of paper's got 47 words, 37 sentences, 58 words. We want to know details of the crime, time, crime, and that kind of thing. You got to say, pretend to about the crime, want to know the rest of the officer's name, and that kind of thing. You got to say, and talk for 45 minutes, and nobody understood a word that he said. But we had fun filling out the forms and playing with the pencils on the bench there. I filled out the massacre with the four-part harmony and wrote it down there just like it was, and everything was fine. And I put down a pencil and I turned over the piece of paper, and there on the other side, in the middle of the other side, away from everything else on the other side, in parentheses, capital letters, quotated, read the following words. Kid, you rehabilitated yourself. I went over to the sergeant and said, Sergeant, you've got a lot of damn gall to ask me if I've rehabilitated myself. I'm sitting here on a bench. I mean, I'm sitting here on a Group W bench. Because you want to know if I'm moral enough to join the army, burn women, kids, houses, and villages after being a litter bug. He looked at me and said, Kid, we don't like your kind. And we're going to send your fingerprints off to Washington, and friends. Somewhere in Washington, enshrined in some little folder, is a study in black and white of my fingerprints. And the only reason I'm singing you the song now is because you may know somebody in a similar situation. Or you may be in a similar situation. And if you're in a situation like that, there's only one thing you can do, is walk into the shrink wherever you are. Just walk in and say, shrink. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant and walk out. You know, if one person, just one person does it, they may think he's really sick and they won't take him. And if two people do it in harmony, they think they're both faggots and they won't take either of them. And if three people do it, can you imagine three people walking in, singing a bar, Alice's restaurant, and walking out? They may think it's an organization. And can you imagine 50 people a day? I said 50 people a day walking in, singing a bar, Alice's restaurant, and walking out. And friends, they may think it's a movement. And that's what it is, the Alice's Restaurant Anti-Massacre Movement. And all you gotta do to join is to sing it the next time it comes around on the guitar with feeling. So we'll wait till it comes around on the guitar here. Sing it when it does. Here it comes. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant.
That was horrible.
Want to end war and stuff, you gotta sing loud. You could put a lot. I've been singing the song now for 25 minutes. I could sing it for another 25 minutes. I'm not proud. Or tired. So we'll wait till it comes around again, and this time with four-part harmony and feeling. We're just waiting for it to come around is what we're doing. Accepting Alice, you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Say, walk right in, it's around the back, and just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Da 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 da. At Alice's restaurant.
I should not even be needing to tell ye what the name of that tar was. Not there. The Alice's restaurant, Arlo Guthrie. That's from the original 1967 version. I was so privileged as to see Mr. Arlo Guthrie live on stage. Only a few shows before he had his stroke, which put him into retirement. He did a wonderful job. It wasn't a case he was getting old. He did a wonderful, beautiful job. And I was so privileged. It was such a wonderful feeling there, as we all took a chance and took a turn and sang a bar of Alice's restaurant with Mr. Arlo Guthrie himself. It's a memory I shall never forget, and he truly is a pirate. Just think about how he stood up to the establishment, the constabulatory, and and just had himself a rollicky good time doing so. We'll be back momentarily. Just gonna sit here and enjoy the afterglow of Alice's restaurant. Sorry. Just wonderful, wonderful memories.
Back to present ancient Chinese pantomime, just for fun of it, Jello tonight. Back to present small Chinese type baby, waiting for dessert. Chinese mother bling baby, Jello, famous Western delicacy. Poor Chinese baby. He unable to tell if this jello is strawberry, raspberry, jelly, orange, lemon, lime, apple, black raspberry, black jelly, or grape. Jello come in all 10 flavors. Poor Chinese baby. But Chinese mother bling baby, great Western invention, spoon. Spoon was invented for eating jello. Baby fine, this is grape jello. Deep, dark, delicious new flavor. Chinese baby very happy. So end ancient Chinese pantomime. Is pretty good commercial, no?
Squatch Den.
She love me, she love me not. She love me, she loves me not. She loves me, all right. She loves me not. Hey, stupid flaw, what do you know about love? What? Hey, man, do you want to know about love? Oh, you're just trying to find the Squatch Den records. Well, that's easy, man. They're right up at the Audit Mall, right next to the inside entrance of JCPenney's. Hey, man. Yeah, they's got all kinds of good stuff. New stuff and old stuff, too. Yeah, I bet you can find stuff you're looking for. Hey, like maybe some barbershop music or some a soundtrack for hair? Oh,
so you're looking more for like Lawrence Welk and heavy metal stuff.
Huh?
Hey, man, that's cool. Hey, if anybody's gonna have it, they're gonna be the Squatch Den. Hey, man, see you later. Oh, and say hi to Ash for me.
Oh, man. I just got back. I got the snacks, man. Oh, wow, man. Is that like a Sasquatch?
Oh, yeah, man. That it is.
Squatch Den.
Well, I think it's time that we have ourselves a history lesson. And that to be the thing. The captain's quarters be very educational, and we be a learning ye that many different things. Maths, the sciences, and history. History's an important one. So let's turn to Stan Freeberg and hear how the Thanksgiving story truly came to be. Don't you be wondering how it all started out and where it all originated from? Well, here is the truth behind it all. Truly, you can trust me, the captain. I haven't lied to you once. Never once. Maybe 3-4 times, but never once.
Needless to say, the luncheon there under the trees was a great success, and a good time was had by Puritans and Indian alike. Everything came off beautifully, with the exception of one minor catastrophe.
What do you mean you cooked the turkey, Charlie?
Well, I cooked the turkey, that's all.
You put our national bird in the oven, is that correct?
Yeah, well,
and
I...
all of us had our mouths set for roast eagle with all the trimmings.
Yeah, well, I...
You did a thing like that?
Well, the two birds were lying there side by side.
The turkey was for the centerpiece, Charlie. I mean...
Well, they look so much alike
well,
that I...
Well, we blew it now. They're all sitting down at the table out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Started on their little nut cups. Already. We just have to switch the birds, that's all.
Yeah, well...
Serve them turkey instead of eagle. But it's kind of scrawny looking, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I thought I'd stuff some old bread in it and make it look a little fatter.
You do that, okay?
Okay.
They want to hear the Thanksgiving song! All right. This is a Thanksgiving song. I hope you enjoy it. Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. Oh, I love you. Love to eat turkey, 'cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, 'cause it's turkey to eat, so good. That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it, but I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks anyways. Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite. That's right. Turkey with gravy and cranberry. Can't believe the Mets traded Darryl Strawberry. Turkey for you and turkey for me. Can't believe Tyson gave that girl BD. White meat, dark meat, you just can't lose. I fell off my moped and I got a bruise. Turkey in the oven and the buns in the toaster. I'll never take down my Cheryl Teague's poster. Wrap the turkey up in aluminum foil. My brother likes to masturbate with baby oil. Turkey and sweet potato pie. Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye. Turkey for the girls and turkey for the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroys. Gobble, gobble, goo and gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Aye, that there be another one of them strange classics. Things people say just, it don't seem quite right if they don't hear that for Thanksgiving night. That was a forced rhyming, but it was still a rhyming nonetheless. So, let me see it. That there would be Adam Sandler with the Thanksgiving song. Now let us see. Ah, here be a wonderful thing. Commentary from Lewis Black saying, Happy Thanksgiving. He might just have it perfectly right.
Now I leave at Thanksgiving. So I leave on tomorrow. I will fly to Portugal and then hopefully make my way to a place where I can hide. And people say, where's Lewis? And they'll say, well, I think he's in Alabama with his gun store. And actually, no, I'll be hiding in the middle of Portugal, drinking wine and waiting for this all to pass. But I do leave. I leave every Thanksgiving. I have for about 15 years with my friend Neil and his wife, and we travel, and we get the f*** out of the United States, because if you leave at this time of year, and I know how important the holiday, the Thanksgiving, is for many of you. It's the most important. And you get together with your family and you liquor up and you just shout obscenities at each other. And you're reminded why, really, that it's lucky that you don't have a gun case in your house. And you kind of see, yeah, but for me, I realized quite a while ago, my mother would say, the turkeys were not happening anymore. My mother never made a good turkey in her life. They were, no, she didn't. She didn't. My mother made turkeys. The turkeys tasted like they had some sort of muscular problem. So there was no reason to go home. And I went to my friend's mother's, my friend Neil, his mother's one Thanksgiving, and his mother was making even your turkey. And I just said, let's get the out of here. And then the bonus is if you leave for Thanksgiving week, when you come back, Christmas is more manageable. Because it's not, that f***ing, from the time Thanksgiving comes on Thursday, through that f***ing weekend, it's Christmas. Suck on my big Christmas. It's Christmas. Take it, it's Xmas, you pieces of shit. Go to the stores. Why are you home? You. And then I come back and it's like, oh, you know, there's still 25 days of Christmas. Long enough. I get it all and I feel so good about it. But if I escape for those 4 days, as you can see what it does to me, it's much better that I'm gone. Much better for the community.
Now, you all know all the standard holiday stories, but let this old blues man tell you a tale you ain't never heard. This is the story of Herbert, the homicidal turkey.
Let's light her up, boys. Tired of being eaten, he was fed up to here. Knocked over a gun shop and loaded with gear. He's leaving this world on a wing and a prayer. Talk about guts he had, giblets to spare. The things I've seen, you won't believe. I'm talking Herbert, the homicidal turkey. A gobbling fool with feathers a-flying. If he could go like this, then it don't mind dying. With bullets and bombs, it was a mean turkey run. Like Arnold and Stallone rolled into one. People were scared, they started to flee from Herbert, the homicidal turkey. Stole a gold Cadillac, police gave chase. No holiday parade, it was a crazy race. No mistake, and he knew the score. Outrunning the law with a four on the floor. Tires were screeching, was a sight to see. That Herbert, the homicidal turkey. His bird weren't stuffed, but he was a-packing. Police were mad, that bird was attacking. They shot at his wheels with all they had. Run afoul of the law, and that was bad. End of the day, it was destiny for Herbert, the homicidal turkey. His ride caught fire, that caddy was toasted. He was afeared that he would be roasted. Jumped out of that car, took his final stand. Raised a wing and flipped the bird at the man. They tackled and knocked him off his feet. Poor Herbert, the homicidal turkey. They locked him away in the poultry asylum. But he busts out to keep turkeys from frying. Making your holiday menu plan. Better stick to chicken or maybe canned spam. You hear knocking, wonder who could it be? It's just Herbert, the homicidal turkey. Now, who's that at the door? Hello, Herbert. I was just singing about you. No, nothing bad, I swear. But I'd love to have you for dinner. I mean, would you like to have dinner with me? Maybe we could just eat some tofu.
That there be Motif Bluesman Thomas with Herbert the Homicidal Turkey. Aye. Every once in a while, they like to fight back just a little. Keeps it more interesting that way. And speaking of fighting back, I swear I've been hearing a turkey somewhere up here rattling around. I'm guessing it's just the imagination. Or Babushka be in control of the turkeys and supposed to be cooking one up nice and proper like. So I must be just imagining things. Now, another tradition for many peoples is once they get done with all the trimmings, they kick back and enjoy a nice football game. Or as some people call it, a foosball game. But we are going to be listening now to Andy Griffith explaining to us a wonderful football story. And for those like myself who know not much about the foosball, well, I'll be telling you this. It's a wonderful way to explain it all for those who aren't fully initiated in it. Now, where did I put me licorice?
It was back last October, I believe it was. We was going to hold a tent service all off at this college town. And we got there about dinner time on Saturday. And different ones of us thought that we ought to get us a mouthful to eat before that we set up the tent. And so we got off of the truck and followed this little bunch of people through this small little bitty patch of woods there. And we come up on a big sign. It says, "Get something to eat here." And I went up and got me two hot dogs and a big orange drink. And before that I could take every mouthful of that food, this whole raft of people come up around me and got me to where I couldn't eat nothing, up like, and I dropped my big orange drink. I did. Well, friends, they commenced to move, and they want so much that I could do but move with them. Well, we commenced to go through all kinds of doors and gates and I don't know what all, and I looked up over one of them, and it says North Gate. And we kept on going through there, and pretty soon we come up on a young boy. And he says, "Ticket, please." And I says, "Friend, I don't have a ticket. I don't even know where it is that I'm going." I did. Well, he says, "Come out as quick as you can." And I says, "I'll do her. I'll turn right around the first chance I get." Well, we kept on moving through there, and pretty soon everybody got where it was that they was a-going, because they parted and I could see pretty good. I could. And what I seen was this whole raft of people a-setting on these two banks and a-looking at one another across this pretty little green cow pasture. Well, they was. And somebody had tuck and drawed white lines all over it and drove posties in it and I don't know what all. And I looked down there and I seen five or six convicts a-running up and down and a-blowing whistles. They was. And then I looked down there and I seen these pretty girls a-wearing these little bitty short dresses and a-dancing around. And so I sat down and thought I'd see what it was that was going to happen. I did. And about the time I got set down good, I looked down there and I seen 30 or 40 men come running out of one end of a great big outhouse down there. They did. And everybody where I was a-setting got up and hollered. And about that time, 30 or 40 come running out of the other end of that outhouse and the other bank full, they got up and hollered. And I asked this fellow that was besetting beside of me, I says, "Friend, what is it that they're hollering for?" Well, he whopped me on the back and he says, "Buddy, have a drink." Well, I says, "I believe I will have another big orange." And I got it and sat back down. And when I got down there again, I seen that them men had got in two little bitty bunches down there. They had rail close together. And they voted. They did. They voted and elected one man apiece. And them two men come out in the middle of that cow pasture and shook hands like they hadn't seen one another in a long time. And then a convict come over to where they was a-standing, and he took out a quarter, and they commenced to odd man right there. They did. Well, after a while, I seen what it was that there's odd manning for. It was that both bunches full of them men wanted this funny-looking little pumpkin to play with. They did, and I know, friends, that they couldn't eat it because they kicked it the whole evening and it never busted. But anyhow, what I was a-telling was that both bunches full wanted that thing. And one bunch got it, and it made the other bunch just as mad as they could be. And, friends, I seen that evening the awfulest fight that I have ever seen in my life. I did. They would run at one another and kick one another and throw one another down and stomp on one another and grind their feet in one another and I don't know what all. And just as fast as one of them would get hurt, they'd tote him off and run another one. Well, they'd done that as long as I sat there. But pretty soon, this boy that had said, "Ticket, please," he come up to me and he says, "Friends, you're going to have to leave because it is that you don't have a ticket." And I says, "Well, all right." And I got up and left. And I don't know, friends, to this day what it was that there's a-doing down there, but I have studied about it. And I think that it's some kindly of a contest where they see which bunchful of them men can take that pumpkin and run from one end of that cow pasture to the oven without either getting knocked down or stepping in something.
Come on, Snoopy. We don't have any time for this playing around. The guests will be here pretty soon, so please get ready to help serve them.
Hi, Hi, Chuck.
Hi, Peppermint Patty. Hi, Franklin. Hi, Marcy.
Hi, Chuck.
Are we going to have a prayer? It's Thanksgiving, you know. Before we're served, shouldn't we say grace?
In the year 1621, the Pilgrims held their first Thanksgiving feast. They invited the great Indian chief, Massasoit, who brought 90 of his brave Indians and a great abundance of food. Governor William Bradford and Captain Miles Standish were honored guests. Elder William Brewster, who was a minister, said a prayer that went something like this. We thank God for our homes and our food and our safety in a new land. We thank God for the opportunity to create a new world for freedom and justice.
Amen. What's this? A piece of toast? A pretzel stick? Popcorn? What blockhead cooked all this? What kind of a Thanksgiving dinner is this? Where's the turkey, Chuck? Don't you know anything about Thanksgiving dinners? Where's the mashed potatoes? Where's the cranberry sauce? Where's the pumpkin pie?
You were kind of rough on Charlie Brown, weren't you, sir?
Rough? Look at this. Is this what you call a Thanksgiving Day dinner? Did we come across town for this? We're supposed to be served a real Thanksgiving dinner.
Now, wait a minute, sir. Did he invite you here to dinner? Or did you invite yourself and us, too?
Gee, I never thought of it like that. Do you think I hurt old Chuck's feelings? I bet I hurt his feelings, huh? Golly, why can't I act right outside of a baseball game? Marcy, maybe you can go to old Chuck and patch things up for me. Maybe you can tell him how I really feel. Tell him that I didn't mean it the way it sounded. Marcy, you can do it. You go see him and tell him that I really like him and that the dinner is okay with me.
Well, I don't know, but I'll try. I think maybe you should go to Chuck and tell him yourself.
No, Marcy, I'll just ruin everything. You know I'm too brusque and rough. You go and speak for me.
Well, okay.
This is not unlike another famous Thanksgiving episode. Do you remember the story of John Alden and Priscilla Mullins and Captain Miles Standish?
This isn't like that one at all.
Another little excerpt from a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. That's when Peppermint Patty decided to be rude to Charlie Brown and go off and then wanders over to Marcy just begging to apologize. Well, and that's when they're completely sober. Now, think about the different times when you go to a Thanksgiving dinner and there's that one uncle or aunt who's got to have a little too many sips of the old wine and then start telling all about politics or Flat Earth series or all kinds of other, gobbledygooks. And they just start telling you how the world's supposed to be in their eyes. And at some point in time, you just about had it, and you decide maybe to take a poke at their nose, or maybe you just decide it's time to start up smoking outside or something, anything, and you start feeling much more like Lewis Black did earlier. Maybe his ideas of taking off the Thanksgiving holidays ain't such a bad one. And Steve Goody, he ends up saying, thank God Thanksgiving only comes once a year. But it's such a wonderful time with family. We are, I, with family.
Thank God Thanksgiving only comes once a year. Suddenly my family's entirely too near, and everyone's remarried since the last time they were here. Thank God Thanksgiving only comes once a year. Here comes Uncle Junior with his brand new wife. I'm not sure how we're related currently. I think she's my second cousin on my stepmother's side. I better go ask Mama about the family tree. Well, Mama's making name tags on the front porch, 'cause our lineage keeps getting rearranged. We keep it all in the family just as soon as we get divorced. Makes it so hard to remember everybody's name. Thank God Thanksgiving only comes once a year. Seems to me our family tree's more like a family sphere. How are we related? We have no idea. Thank God Thanksgiving only comes once a year. Granny's new boyfriend, now there's a piece of work. He's Junior's stepson by his first wife. It's gross to watch him flirt. My sister's brand new husband used to be my cousin Scott. Out on bail from the county jail long enough to tie the knot. Thank God Thanksgiving only comes once a year. When it's time to see the family that I avoid all year, it's like filling up a trailer with 3 dozen Britney Spears. Thank God Thanksgiving only comes once a year. Let's take one more lap around the old gene pool. We put all kinds of fun in dysfunctional. Somehow Grandpa got taller and younger and skinnier, 'cause our hallowed family line is anything but linear. Hey, Charles Darwin called. He said, thank God Thanksgiving only comes once a year. Now I lay me down to sleep and I pray, please disappear. Junior's in the next room struggling with his ex-wife's, stepmom's, sister-in-law's brassier. Thank God Thanksgiving only comes once a year. 'Cause Mama don't allow no evolutin' round here. No, Mama don't allow no evolutin' round here. Well, Mama don't allow no evolutin'. She says it's too dang highfalutin'. Mama don't allow no evolutin' round here.
They won't be no one.
guess you like watching Bullwinkle float down Broadway. Ooh, I wish every day could be Thanksgiving. 365.25 days of the year. Thankful for what we've got. Yes, I wish every day could be that day. Yes, I wish every day could be that day.
It'd be fascinating how the juxtaposition of peoples and thoughts are for Thanksgiving. Haywood Banks brings a different point of view for Thanksgiving with his song, Thanksgiving. Now, I do believe soon I will be subjected to the witching hour, which be Babushka coming down and serenading us with her latest casualty of war. I mean, her latest song, and telling us of probably one of her great exploits of whatever it be that she be up to. Sometimes it best not be knowing. And without Molly around to tell me and keep me updated, sometimes I feel relieved not knowing. But I do miss the Molly, especially for Thanksgiving. But, well, we'll go into details on that later. But, oh dear, I think I hear the footsteps. What? Oh, there it is.
Oh, hello there, Bubby. You know, this is such a busy time of year. It's going nuts. The crow is stuffed, the turkey is missing, and the barnacles are, well, actually, day's coming along just fine. Actually, is steeping pretty beautiful. Now, if I can just find that stupid bird. Oh, anyway. His magnificent song about the feeling of this time of year. So, to all you folks in Podcast Land, I sings now. Dark in the city, night is a fire. Steam in the subway, earth is a fire. Do 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 do. Hey man, you want me, give me a sign. And catch my breath, I'm even closer behind. Do 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 do. In touch with the ground, I'm on the hunt, eyes after you. Smell like I sound, eyes lost in a cloud. And eyes hungry like the wolf. Straddle the line in discorded rhyme. I'm on the hunt, eyes after you. Mouth is alive, mid-juices like vine. And eyes hungry like the wolf. Stalked in the forest, too close to hide. I be upon you by the midnight side. Do 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 do. High blood drumming on your skin is so tight. You feel my heat, I's just a moment behind. Do 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 do. In touch with the ground. Eyes on the hunt, eyes after you. A scent in a sound, eyes lost as I found. And eyes hungry like the wolf. Thrown on a line, is discordant rhyme. I howl and I whine, eyes after you. Mouth is alive, or running inside. And eyes hungry like the wolf, burning the ground. I break from the cloud. Eyes on the hunt, eyes after you. I smell like I sound. I'm lost and I'm found. And I'm hungry like devil. Slut on a line. It's discord and rhyme. I'm on the hunt, eyes after you. Mouth is alive, my juice is like mine, and I's hungry like devil.
Well, Barnacle Tartar, steeping away. Well, I do believe we've been tortured well enough. So, happy Thanksgiving, and good night.
So just chill till the next episode.